Nearly 100 North Dakota Farmers Union members are in Washington, D.C. as part of the 2018 National Farmers Union Fall Legislative Fly-In. North Dakota Farmers Union President Mark Watney says this is the largest fly-in group he can recall, and he's excited for members to share their stories on Capitol Hill this week.
We're going to hit the whole hill. We're going to go with the National Farmers Union and some members from other states, and we're going to go tell the story on probably three key issues: Farm Bill, trade, and transportation. Farmers are getting hit really hard right now. We're off about 50% of our income, and we're expected to be another 15% down. So the time is here for us to stand up and fight for what's in the interest of our agriculture system.
With the 2014 Farm Bill set to expire at the end of the month, Farmers Union members will be urging legislators to pass a Farm Bill.
Well, from our perspective, first of all, we need one passed soon. But we would actually like to see reference prices raised, because the PLC program is substantially better in this current window of down prices. So we're hoping we can see some additional money into the farm program. I do believe we'll get a farm bill. I think the compromise will have to be on the SNAP program. I believe the House is going to have to give up on the SNAP cuts to get something passed.
Trade and transportation are two other key issues that are top of mind for many in the agriculture industry, and Watney says members are prepared to speak with legislators and staffers about both topics.
We can't be in a trade war where a win would be simply lower prices. And we need them to understand how bad this is hitting us. I mean, we're going to look at probably a 20-30% decline in our commodity prices, not just soybeans and corn and wheat, but everything we produce in North Dakota. So it's essential that we get either some help or we fix this trade war. But the trade war needs to bring the farmers up in both nations. We can't just compete against each other to the lowest common denominator, because then no farmers win at all.
Our reports from the 2018 National Farmers Union Fall Legislative Fly-In are sponsored by North Dakota Farmers Union. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm Jesse Topbecker.